Being in the town festival is the best way for that to happen. It's a ride on a horse. You know how to ride. You even own a horse. Charlie's blue eyes narrowed.
I'm not dancing on a horse.
You don't have to. The horse dances. That's why it's called the Dance of the Horse.
Mason is not a horse who dances.
Heidi leaned forward. Annabelle, this is your bookmobile project. You're the one who has the passion. Why don't you do the dance?
I don't know how to ride.
You could learn. Shane could teach you. I've seen him working with the rodeo cowboys. He's very patient.
I don't think there's enough time. The festival is 10 weeks away. Could I really learn to ride a horse well enough for it to do the dance by then?
She turned to Charlie.
More than 1,000 years ago, the Mazib women left everything they knew and migrated up to where we are today.
They were powerful women who wanted to make a home for themselves. They settled here, and their strength and determination flows through all of us.
Charlie sipped her beer. Good speech. And no, I'm not doing the horse dance.
Annabelle slumped over the table.
Then I've got nothing.
Heidi poked her in the arm.
Like I said, do the dance yourself. You're the one always going on and on about the Mazib women protecting their daughters from sacrifice by leaving.
They were tired of their daughters being killed before they'd ever had a chance to live, so they came here where they could be free.
Embrace that spirit.
Annabelle straightened.
She was hardly the type to lead a parade, she thought.
She was quiet, more of a behind-the-scenes person. She opened her mouth to say, I can't, but the words got stuck. Because she could if she wanted. She could do a lot of things. But all her life, she'd been conventional in an attempt to fit in. From trying to please her parents to making herself over to suit every guy she'd ever dated. She considered herself accommodating, not strong.
Charlie stared at her. You okay? You look funny.
I'm a pushover, Annabelle said. A doormat, in the most honest, unflattering terms.
Heidi and Charlie exchanged looks of concern.
Okay, Charlie said slowly. You're not having a seizure, are you?
No, I'm having a revelation. I've always been the one to bend, to sacrifice what I wanted for another person's needs and desires.
You were just dancing on a bar, Heidi said with a shrug. It doesn't get more independent than that.
I wasn't drunk. I was showing Charlie the dance of the Happy Virgin in an effort to convince her.
She shook her head, then stood.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn the dance myself, or learn to ride, whatever. It's my bookmobile, my fundraiser. I'm taking charge. I'm putting myself out there. The spirit of the Mazib women lives on in me.
You go, girl, Charlie told her.
You were home early last night. Shane turned off the water in the barn and glanced up to see his mother walking toward him. It was barely dawn, but she was up and dressed. More important, she carried a mug of coffee in each hand. He took the caffeine she offered and swallowed gratefully. Visions of a fiery redhead had haunted the little sleep he'd managed.
Joe's bar turned out to be more interesting than I thought.
May, his still attractive 50-something mother, grinned.
You went to Joe's bar? Oh, honey, no.
That's where the women in town hang out. They're shopping and fashion playing on the TV, not sports. You should have talked to your brother about where to catch the game.
No wonder you didn't stay out late.
She reached out her free hand to stroke the nose of the mare hanging her head over her stall door. Hello, sweetie. Are you adjusting? Don't you love fool's gold? The mare nodded, as if agreeing that all was well. Shane had to admit his horses had settled in more quickly than he'd anticipated. The drive from Tennessee had been long, but the end result's worth the journey. He'd bought 200 prime acres in the foothills outside of town. He'd already drawn up plans for a house and, more important, stables. Construction would start on the latter within the week. Until then, he was